Yeah, you better get busy if you haven't filed your taxes yet. Delayed tax day is Monday, and joining us now, a man who's never had anybody sing Taxman to him. Yeah, right. David Tucker with the IRS. David, the National Taxpayer Advocate reported in January that just a quarter of the 100 million calls to the IRS actually got through. I know you all have faced funding cuts that led to 20% fewer employees on your end. Have you been able to restaff up and answer some more calls lately?
Well, I know that we have been, like a lot of agencies across the board, have been affected by the COVID-19 situation. And so that has to a degree impacted operations in terms of impacting like live phone support, processing tax returns that are filed on paper, answering mail from taxpayers, and reviewing tax returns, even those that are filed electronically. So there has been an impact because the COVID-19 requirements specify limited staffing, but we continue to increase the staffing as the situation improves, and people are able to both contact us through phone or in person through our tax assistance centers, but we always encourage people first to go to our website at irs.gov.
We're talking with David Tucker with the IRS about the delayed filing date this year, which is Monday, by the way. And I have been to your website actually many times tracking my refund. It took me about 2 months to get my federal refund check this year, whereas state came in about a week. I'm not the only person who has been dealing with that this year. Is it because of understaffing? Are you guys overburdened by extra work with the relief checks going out as well?
Well, I would say, for the majority of folks who are filing, we first of all always encourage people to file electronically. And if they are due a refund, we strongly encourage people to also request direct deposit. That way, any money, any refunds that are due, the taxpayer go directly into the bank account they specify. Now, there are always, when you process paper returns, that's a different situation because it normally takes 6 weeks or longer in normal times. Now, I would say during the pandemic situation, there's definitely some impacts there in terms of processing those paper returns. And if there is, someone does file an electronic return, there's some new things this year that could, if there's an incorrect amount in the recovery rebate credit they're claiming, or if their tax return is incomplete or affected by identity theft or fraud, there's a lot of factors that can sometimes impact those, the review of those tax returns. But I would say for the majority of folks, they should still be within that 21 days or less window if they file electronically and request direct deposit.
We're talking with David Tucker from the IRS. David, what are some of the bigger changes, other things people who still haven't filed the taxes need to look out for?
So for those who are eligible for the economic impact payments, the first one and the second one, and a lot of people call those stimulus checks, they should be aware that when they file their 2020 tax return, which is due this May 17th, which is the filing deadline for this year, they should just be aware that if they did not receive the full amount or did not receive and they were eligible and did not receive perhaps one or both of those, they should claim on their 2020 tax return what's called the recovery rebate credit. So that's a new credit this year. And it's actually linked to those economic impact payments in terms of those were advanced payments of the recovery rebate credit. So if someone didn't receive the full amount, they should definitely look at when they file a 2020 tax return, it's line 30 on the form 1040. They should look at completing that recovery rebate credit section, and that way they can claim any additional monies that they may have been owed that weren't actually paid when those economic impact payments went out. And I would also say that people should always, whenever you get a notice or a letter, and there's usually always a letter that followed those economic impact payments, you always want to keep those for your tax records when filling out your tax return for that year.
I've always found my dealings with the IRS to be pretty pleasant. I know you guys don't always have the best reputation, but I wanted to ask you this. Are taxpayers going to be given a little more grace by auditors due to so many changes in 2020 just being such a weird, tough year?
Well, our goal is always to work with the taxpayer. Whenever there's a difference of opinion in terms of the tax returns that are being reviewed, and so we always want to work with those taxpayers and find a resolution to the situation. Sometimes it's simply they have additional information they need to provide, or other instances they have a tax liability, and we'll work with them to see how they can resolve that. You know, we have payment installment plans, and we also have a program called Offer and Compromise, which actually can reduce a person's liability if they're eligible for that. So people should check those things out if they're finding themselves coming up to the May 17th deadline and they're being challenged by a tax liability that they maybe can't pay the full amount of.
Boy,
we do encourage people to communicate with us. That's probably the first key if there's a problem that we're not aware of.